said, she said, if I had one life, gonna do what I want. If I had one life, I'm gonna do what I want. She was a mess. She was a mess at 17. Running down a dream. Stuck in this endless empty feeling. Give it a rest. Give it a rest. Chasing the girls around. Her lonely heart was a ghost town. They said, son, you better settle down. And let go of these morbid obsessions. Every thought feels like a confession. She said, she said, she said, if I get one.
Wow, what a way to start the program there. That is We Are the Union with Morbid Obsessions off of their wonderful June 2021 album, Ordinary Life. And with that, allow me to welcome you to another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia Vancouver campus. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you every Tuesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time here on 101.9 FM in Vancouver and everywhere at CITR.ca. Always happy to start off the program with a little bit of We Are the Union. My day job, I work at Extra Magazine, which is an LGBTQ2S+ magazine, and we're putting together a list of songs from queer and trans artists in the past year that excite us. And nothing excites me more than that album, honestly. It's like, yes, I get the Lil Nas X hype. Yes, I get the Silk Chiffon. You will hear Silk Chiffon on this program again, rest assured. But that album, Ordinary Life, I don't know, as like a fairly recently out trans person myself, it feels very pure and good. It's the coming out album for lead vocalist Reeb Wolcott. It just slaps. It's great. I think more people should listen to it. And trans ska forever. That's the message I want you to take away. And I said this on the program a couple weeks ago. It's just like, trans ska? Sure. Let's go with it. Let's roll with it. Why not? So again, that track, Morbid Obsessions from We Are the Union off of their June 2021 album, Ordinary Life. We're going to take a bit of a pivot for the rest of the program. I couldn't come on the radio and not play a little bit of We Are the Union today. But the actual program today, we're going country. We're going folky. We're going, we're going to have some Peggy Seeger. We're going to have some Katie Lang. We're going to have a fantastic Waxahachie cover of Take Me Home Country Roads. It's all going to be such a treat. It's going to be a delight. That was just the mood I was in this week, Radio Land. It has been a week. It has been a couple of days here in the Lower Mainland, here in Southern BC in general. If you're, I don't know, listening from not in Southern BC, there's a lot of water here right now. Not here in Vancouver. Vancouver's honestly fine. Everybody keeps asking me, they're like, oh my gosh, I read all these headlines that Vancouver was cut off from the rest of Canada by the highways being closed. And it's like, yes, the highways are closed, but like Vancouver's fine. Like for the most part, we're fine. We got the, you know, we're the ones with the port. It's like Hope and Kamloops and everywhere in the interior that's going to be a lot more impacted by those highway closures. So I'm definitely thinking of those folks there and hope that folks are staying safe. Staying home, not doing unnecessarily travel. I mean, you can't. Literally, the pictures of Abbotsford today are wild. You cannot be on the roads right now. And as soon as they open up, also kind of, you know, don't take that vacation to Kelowna if you don't have to, because the roads are going to be dicey for a long time. There are chunks of the Coquihalla that are just not there anymore. It's kind of, I don't know, my reaction to so much of it has been to make little statements like that, because like, how else do we cope with the climate crisis and everything that's going on? It's a lot in the wake of the heat dome, in the wake of atmospheric rivers, in the wake of everything else happening with the climate crisis. This is going to happen more going forward as a direct result of things like fossil fuels use by people, and by people I do mean like large companies, not like you individually in your house, for the record. All to say is like my general climate grief coping strategy has been jokes and self-deprecating statements. The barge. We love the barge. The barge is good. The barge is pure. If you're not familiar with the barge is this, I mean, if you're in Vancouver, you can go see the barge. The barge is there. A loose container barge that I think contained wood pellets during the storm on Monday came loose and started floating very dangerously towards False Creek and the Burrard Bridge in particular, which is not far from my apartment. It did run aground at Sunset Beach. The barge is not currently a threat. It's fine. But it is just there. And my partner and I went and took a long night walk last night to go look at the barge. And it was like, well, the barge is kind of fun. You know, the barge is kind of fun and flirty. It was like all illuminated by like news camera spotlights. And I know today at high tide, there were some tugboats out trying to move the barge. Whether or not the barge is moved, we'll see how long it takes. But until then, if you get a chance to look at the barge, look at the barge. It's kind of neat. All to say, climate crisis, very real. These things, very terrifying, very scary, especially for folks who are directly impacted by it. Us here in Metro Vancouver itself, for this specific crisis, are doing okay. But we should still be aware of what's going on everywhere else. I don't know how I got on this tangent. Just all say, acknowledging the news in the world right now. It's all I've kind of been thinking about. My Twitter thread is just like, gay stuff, terrifying floods. Gay stuff. Terrifying floods. And that's what I look at all day, Radio Land. So it's fine. We'll get through it. But yeah, stay home if you can. Don't be heading out to Kamloops or whatever right now. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the next few days and next few weeks. But I'll say, you're not tuned into this program to hear me babble on about current events. You're here for the music. So we're going to get that rolling. First up, we're going to be listening to CMAT, C-M-A-T, with their track, I Wanna Be a Cowboy Baby, off of the album of the same name. And honestly, huge mood. I too would love to be a cowboy. So enjoy that one. Don't go anywhere. This program is Into the Woods. My name is Mel Woods. This station is CITR. And this track, I Wanna Be a Cowboy Baby, CMAT, off of I Wanna Be a Cowboy Baby, here on Into the Woods.
Without hitting the sea, I won't last long without a shot to working man's wife. That's how I was defined. As if that was my life, my hope and my mind. But I worked in a bake shop, did the housework at night, and there was no time to stop for a young bird in flight. Well, in time there were babies, and I had to make us a home. Joe was working two jobs, and I was always alone. I needed some time and just a little control, just to keep my right mind, just to try to stay whole. Kids are in high school, and don't you know the boss calls me girl? But the woman beside me, as we sweat out the line, says tomorrow is payday, hey, and the next day is mine. It's a race for the strong, 'cause it'll grind up the meek. When your money runs short, about the end of a week, and your car needs some tires, and your kid needs an old kind of blues. Now this system buys hands, but you must not use your head. It'll shake you and break you, till all your senses are dead. Source. I think me and this system got to get a divorce. I can't make enough money, and I can't find enough time, but I'm a hard worker. More where I come from, yeah, and we got anger to burn, but we're talking and moving, we're gonna study and learn, build a unity train. bosses. I know tomorrow is mine.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Celebrating human ingenuity, resilience, and grit. Tell a Story Hive's Game Changers Documentary Edition is here. Calling all local emerging filmmakers in BC and Alberta, Story Hive is offering 30 grants of $20,000 each to capture stories of local game changers that are making their community a better place. Send in your application to storyhive.com/apply by November 10th. If you have a story to share, we want to hear from you.
Like a Sunday dream.
fading out in the background right there. Ray Spoon, Sunday Dress off of their album, My Prairie Home. Before that, we heard from Barbara Dane, Working Class Woman off of I Hate the Capitalist System. And kicking off the set, C-Matt, I Want to Be a Cowboy Baby off of I Want to Be a Cowboy Baby. You're tuned into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods. Hang out with you as I do every week, 5 to 6 p.m. here on 101.9 FM and everywhere at CITR.ca. What a week. Quite a week. I didn't even get a chance to acknowledge this at the top of the program, but it's also Trans Awareness Week, which is one of those fake-sounding holidays. Holiday's a stretch of a word for it, but we have Trans Day of Awareness, we have Trans Day of Visibility, we have Trans Day of Remembrance. There's a lot of trans days, and most of them are sad. But this is Trans Day of a Week of Awareness. Be aware of me. I'm here. That seems to be the take I see from a lot of trans folks online, and I kind of agree with that. But at the same time, I think also this is a week to highlight. I played the ad for Trans Care BC in the middle of the set there. I think it's a week to highlight what we must do to improve the lives of trans people, not just here in Vancouver, but in BC, in Canada, around the world. It starts with a lot of, trans people have been in the news a lot. We talk a lot about pronouns, and we talk about Dave Chappelle, and we talk about J.K. Rowling and violence and badness and everything. There's just so many things that society could be doing better to make trans folks' lives better. Things that come to my mind, again, the TransCare BC ad. I think about the medical system. I think about how lucky I am to exist here in Vancouver, which I would argue actually might be, for all of its faults, and it's far from perfect, might be probably one of the best places in the world to be a trans person accessing the medical system because of things like TransCare BC as a resource that centralizes a lot of these things. But we need that everywhere. We need accessible trans healthcare everywhere. We need workplace benefits to include trans-inclusive healthcare, and that extends beyond what you talk about when you talk about, you know, gender-affirming hormones or surgeries or whatever. Like, trans-inclusive healthcare is much broader than that. It's being able to go see a doctor and not get misgendered or things like that. We need reformation in how violence against trans people is handled. We need changes to the blood ban in Canada. There's literally like a huge list I could go through about things we need. And so when I think about Trans Week of Awareness, I don't know, you're aware of me, I exist. Lots of trans people exist. But I think a lot more about those things and how it's going to take cis allies to get those things to be better. And that cis allies should listen to us when we're asking for those things. Again, pronouns are great. Love it when people respect my pronouns. Accessible healthcare is probably more important to me. But also pronouns. Everything's important. So that's all I'll say. And of course, Trans Week of Awareness culminates on Saturday with November 20th, which is the Trans Day of Remembrance. It's an annual day where we mark the lives lost to anti-trans violence in the previous year. 2021 already is the worst year on record for anti-trans violence in the U.S. at the very least, likely around the world. The Human Rights Campaign in the U.S. tracks these numbers. Is bad. It's already the worst year on record, and we still have a month and a half left to go in the year. And that's something we also need to talk about and be aware of in this week of awareness and fix. And of course, I can't mention that without acknowledging the fact that Black and people of color, trans folks, are impacted by this greater, and sex workers are included, impacted by this greater. There's a statistic I read today where 4 out of 5 trans people murdered in the past year are Black trans people of color. And that's bad. Anyways, those are the things I want you to be aware of here in this Trans Week of Awareness. Do your research, read up those statistics, read up how you can help, how you can support trans folks in your area, how you can do more, how you can push for governments, for healthcare bodies, for institutions to improve the conditions for trans folks, because it is literally a life or death situation. This is not just a fun thing we're just like asking for as a favor. This is serious. I think a lot, you know, coming in to do radio today, I was thinking about how back when I first started hosting this program and being on CITR like 4 years ago, which is wild to think about, back in 2017, for Trans Day of Remembrance, I did a broadcast the day of, where we did a reading of the names of the people lost in the past year. And I'm not doing that today. We don't have time, but I do encourage you to seek out those names, memorialize them, and demand justice for them. And know that a huge amount of murders of trans people in the US, in Canada, everywhere, go unsolved, go unreported, often unidentified, due to people being misgendered after death, and things like that. It's shitty. It's bad. And that's what we should be aware of. So that's my piece for today, on this week of awareness and whatnot. Be aware of me, be aware of other trans people, but also be aware of the ongoing fight that we are in, that is about so much more than Dave Chappelle or J.K. Rowling or whatever headline you're reading today. It's a battle for our lives. And that is a big deal. So that's my piece for the day. Let's go back to the music. Next up, we're going to listen to a great cover, and just kind of a cover for your feels, if you will. The track is Take Me Home, Country Roads, but we're going to be listening to the Whitney and Waxahachie cover of it, which is one of my favorite, not even just versions of the song, but one of my favorite covers I've heard. So we're going to take a listen to that right now. This is Whitney and Waxahachie covering Take Me Home, Country Roads. This show is Into the Woods. My name is Mel Woods. This station, CITR. Yeah, enjoy. Here's a little bit of Whitney and Waxahachie, Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country road. Country Road.
gathers flowers for her home. For her home she gathers flowers and a stray up dear companion. Colors up the sunshine hours, pouring music down the canyon. Do 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 do. La 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 la. Coloring the sunshine hours, they are the ladies of the canyon.
Individuals who experienced sexual misconduct as a member of the Canadian Armed Forces or as an employee of the Department of National Defence and or staff of the non-public funds Canadian Forces may qualify for financial compensation and participate in a restorative engagement program. Claims for financial compensation and the restorative engagement program must be filed by November 24, 2021. File a claim. Participate in restorative engagement. Be heard. File a claim at caf-dndsexualmisconductclassaction.ca.
The haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality. Take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
Watching the rain turn to snow, but outside my window, sometimes the rain falls harder than you'll ever know. Sometimes the things that you love in the night, the more my life.
And fading out in the background right there, we have Katie Lang, My Last Cigarette, off of 1997's Drag. Before that, we heard another oldie but a goodie, Joni Mitchell, Ladies of the Canyon, off of 1970's Ladies of the Canyon. And kicking off the set, wonderful cover of Take Me Home Country Roads from Whitney and Waxahachie. You're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods. We're vibing, we're cruising. I got about 15 minutes left in the program, so I'm going to try and jam in as many tracks as we can. Next up, we're listening to another great cover I do love, and there's one more cover to come after that. This one, cover of Bread and Roses, the classic labor song. This comes from Don Landis, Alana Amron, and Abigail Chapin. And it just slaps. It's great. It's a cappella. It's very good. It feels very good and embodies a lot of the politics I want to see more of in the world. We fight for bread, but we fight for roses too. Here we go. Cover of Bread and Roses, Don Landis, Lana Amgren, and Abigail Chapin here on Into the Woods.
We go marching, marching in the beauty of the day. A million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill offs gray. Are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we go marching, marching, we battle to four men. For they are women's children, and we mother them again. Our lives shall not be sweated from birth until life closes. Hearts starve as well as bodies. Give us bread, but give us roses. As we go marching, marching, unnumbered women dead go crying through our singing their ancient cry for bread. Small art and love and beauty, their drudging spirits new. Yes, it is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. As we go marching, marching, we're standing proud and tall. The rising of the women means the rising of us all. No more the drudge and idler, and the toil where one reposes, but a sharing of life's glories, bread and roses, bread and roses. Hearts starve as well as bodies, give us bread, but give us roses. Bread and roses, bread and roses.
North and I've been south from the hilltops to the lakes. Every road on which I ran, I made my own mistakes. So he said, D, he said, D, he said, D, he said, D, he said, D.
Fading on the background right there, Amy Nelson with Educated Woman off the album of the same name. And before that, we heard from Don Landis, Alana Amram, and Abigail Kappen with Bread and Roses. You're tuned into The Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods. And Radioland, we're coming to the end of the program today. Tragically, sadly, I've watched the sun set over the past hour, but we are nearing the end of our time together. But rest assured, I will be back next week at the same time, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time, here on 101.9 FM and everywhere at citr.ca. It's been a treat and delight, as usual, hanging out with you today, Radioland. I feel like I talked more than usual today. Had some thoughts to get off. And again, if you're in Southern BC, stay safe out there. It's spicy. That's the best I can say. It's wet, it's spicy. I'm very curious to see what happens in the coming weeks and months, honestly, because I think a lot of things are not going to be fixed very quickly. It's scary. It's scary out there. So I hope you and your loved ones and your family are safe. And yeah. And similarly, you know, acknowledge this week of trans awareness, and, you know, take a moment on Trans Day of Remembrance to think about how you can help fight anti-trans violence, not just here in Vancouver or in Canada or in the US, but around the world, whether that's organizations that you can support, like Trans Lifeline or whatnot. That's the first one that came to my mind, which provides mental health support for trans folks. It's a hotline in Canada and in the US that folks can call. And I know they're always accepting donations to keep the hotline running. Or if it's at your local level, going to support trans organizations in your city as an ally, or going to a Trans Day of Remembrance event, a vigil, a memorial, whatever it may be. Yeah, take the time if you can. Last track for today feels very fitting for the mood today. I know I talked a lot about doom and gloom, but I think that there's a bit of hope. I think there's a bit of sunshine. And this is a track originally performed by Dolly Parton. I'm going to be playing you the Waxahachie cover that always kind of makes me hopeful, makes me a little warm inside, if you will. And that is Light of a Clear Blue Morning. So let's end the program today with that. And I will see you next week, Radioland. So, yeah, signing off here. We've got Light of a Clear Blue Morning from Waxahachie that comes off of her album St. Cloud Plus 3. This has been Into the Woods. My name is Mel Woods. This station is CITR. And, yeah, we'll see you next week, Radioland.
can't see the light of a clear blue morning. Oh, and everything's gonna be alright. It's gonna be okay.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Hello and welcome to your free therapy session. My name is Violet.
And my name is Halle. This is Therapy Hour.
Because everyone needs therapy.
But not everyone can afford it.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminan-speaking Musqueam peoples. Before we get into this week's episode, I just want to give a huge thank you to everyone who listened to our last show, our pilot episode. We got so many listeners and